Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
In his own words, it was always the plan to stick and retire with the team I was drafted by. In an ideal world, yeah, you very much told me this offseason it was not the plan. The plan was clearly not to stick with the team you drafted by. You requested a trade, Miles. You did not want to be here. It is baffling to me. Absolutely baffling to me. I wanted to pull a move that Miles essentially is pulling the reverse of. It's something that, like, if I have a disagreement with my girlfriend, right? We go back and forth, we bicker, and it's nothing serious. It's a joke. We play this fun game. We play this little thing where it's, we never actually do this, but there are people in life that do this where it's like, are you good? Are you okay? It's like, yeah, I'm good. I just think it's funny that, and then it just felt like I'm listening to Miles and he's saying these words and I'm like, yep, okay, all right. And Miles looks at me and he goes, Jake, are you mad? I go, no, I'm not mad, Miles. I just think it's funny that all of a sudden you want to stick with the team that you were drafted by. And that's your sell here. We're talking about Kent, we're talking about Cleveland. And you directly in your request to be traded wrote down the words, my goal and my plan was never to go from Cleveland to Canton. The direct shot at Andrew Berry, we all vividly remember. You wrote those exact words. You played that into the idea that Andrew Berry has no idea what he's talking about. He has no feeling for what's going around in my situation and doesn't understand that I want to win. And I want to be a winning player. It's not about getting to Canton for me. But now all of a sudden it's about, you know, staying in Cleveland. And sure, you point out that Canton's great and you want to win. I understand the overall factor here was still winning. I just think when you draw the direct line between the two that clearly you didn't want to be here and you're trying to tell me that you did, there's an obvious disconnect of what are you talking about? How do you just blatantly throw out there that you wanted to be a Cleveland Brown when you request the trade? And that's basically how this entire press conference went down for me. Everything I'm listening to him, he's contradicting something he said in the past. He's contradicting something he's already said within the press conference. And he's just going back on his words from the last 2.5 months of not wanting to be a Cleveland Brown. And for that, I sit here and think, okay, you could have went up there today, and I think you could have spilled your truth. You could have truly sat there and talked and given the truth about whatever you wanted. And people say there's no way to win this press conference. I think there's a clear and obvious way to win this press conference in the eyes of Browns fans. Just honestly, just be truthful. If you wanted out and you changed your mind and you no longer went out, you can tell me that. But the problem for Miles is that's not the truth. Miles didn't want to be here. He realized he wasn't getting out, and then he said, well, I guess a consolation prize of having to stay in Cleveland but getting $160 million is what we're going to settle on, because if I'm not getting traded, there's real no other alternative. You just don't get to go in another direction. And that's what we ended up with Miles. I can't get over the fact that so blatant and so obvious, his request to be traded, that he decided to parade around like a Kardashian and throw on social media. He threw it out there is his big plan, and he was making a big stink about it. We know he was on Radio Row and everything in between, and he goes through all of this, but really, truthfully, his request to be traded was like 2 paragraphs. I mean, it was like 150 words, if that. And it was basically, I love Cleveland, love it here, but the goal is never Cleveland to Canton, I would have win. And that's what his letter can be summed up as. And he managed to take out and completely forget in his response here the Cleveland to Canton line. And the fact that you were feuding with Andrew Berry and the entire dissatisfaction that you had. And Miles didn't stay away from the fact. He sat there. He faced the music today about the questions he knew he was going to get asked. But I just sat there. And honestly, after hearing that line, I was just going, a hypocrite. This guy's a hypocrite. That's all he did. He's sitting here trying to spin something and just lie directly to your face, which I don't know what your alternative is if you don't want to be here and you don't believe in the Browns. But that's what happens. That's what the truth ended up coming down as is, okay, well, Miles is willing to spill something like that. There's other clips that we'll get to throughout the show today that will clearly paint that exact same picture that Miles sat there and decided to be a hypocrite and contradicted himself and constantly ran into issues of his own where at one point this was true, but I'm going to pretend that now it's not. You don't get to tell me how bad the Browns are, how terrible this thing is. And as soon as you point to the money, it's no, it's not that. It's not that. I'm happy to be a Cleveland Brown now. I'm happy about the plans that we have set into place. And I'm excited and I believe in Andrew Berry. The entire press conference for me was sitting there going, I don't believe that. I don't believe that. There's no chance that's true. And I'm looking for something. I'm actively searching for something to go, no, Miles is, he's pretty much sitting there telling the truth for you. And let's make it very clear, I'm happy Miles is a Cleveland Brown, right? There's no way that this gets spun into a negative overall is Miles being in Cleveland because you have a Hall of Fame defensive end. If you're sitting there saying, well, they should have traded Miles, you can't be mad that he's back. The Browns didn't get any worse by simply taking on Myles Garrett and paying him a ton of money, but you know the production that you're going to get. It's a great place to be. If you want to watch the 2025 season, you have to hope that Miles is here. But again, I'm just sitting through the press conference in a way that, okay, this is a Browns press conference. They're doing everything that I expect them to do. PR answer after PR answer. We're sitting up there and giving podium talk as we always do. And you constantly dive back into it, but then also, usually as I know the Browns are giving podium talk, it's not even necessarily that you directly lied to me. You just failed to withhold any information of value. Today, it was just Miles blatantly giving the lies. And we have dinosaurs lined up on the press conference table, and people are getting cupcakes. What are we doing? What is the point of putting dinosaurs and giving people cupcakes? And I understand it's a contract extension. You celebrate those kinds of things. That's what you do. People get sweets and everything else thrown out for them. It's like read the room. There was no part of this conversation that was going to be, hey, Miles, how does it feel to get paid $160 million? It was, hey, Miles, you didn't want to be here. Thoughts? And everybody knew that's what the press conference was going to be. So it wasn't going to be a Price is Right game show where everyone has smiles and then cracking jokes and laughing as they eat their cupcake and properly pull off the little topper that had Miles Garrett riding a dinosaur. And I mean, truly, dinosaurs? Like, we couldn't think of any. I know he's kind of like a nerd. He's a little bit nerdier. That might be something that Miles is into. We couldn't think of anything better. And if Miles handpicked that, you looked at him and you go, you want dinosaurs at your press conference? Really? Like, we could have just dropped a couple of pizzas on the back of the table and called it a day. Like, that would have been far enough. You could have just dropped the pizzas and been like, okay, everybody enjoy the food. Congratulations, Miles. Maybe a few balloons, some streamers. No, let's line the place with dinosaurs. I mean, come on. It just cannot be reality. It again, feels like you're sitting there and just ignoring the fact that you know how the conversation is going to go. You know that it's going to be awkward. You can't do that. You know it's going to. Again, I was on with JP from 6 to 7. I described it as, it felt like this was a Wednesday birthday party where you look at a child and you go, sweetie, your birthday's on a Wednesday, okay? We're not celebrating your birthday on a Wednesday. You might get a little bit of presents, you know? The $160 million contract you're getting handed. There's your present. Happy birthday. But everybody else, all the people that are going to come to your party, everybody who are going to throw the big extravaganza, that's coming on Saturday. Okay? And that for Miles might have been like, I don't know, a couple months from now. We're all gathering for training camp, and here you go. Here's the pizza in the back. Everybody celebrate. Ask Miles about being paid. Ask Miles about his production on the field, because today was never going to be about what was on the field. It was always going to be the ridiculous things that happened off the field and him contradicting himself, and one person was always going to be wrong, whether that was Miles or the Browns, and it was Miles, and you knew he had to answer for it. 216-474-0092, were you buying what Miles was selling in his press conference today? Because I, for one, certainly was not. You can also get me on X, at Volnick Jake, V-U-L-I-N-E-C, Jake, so we can get your social media reactions, brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. A lot to get to. Like I mentioned at the start of the show, Max Chadwick, college football analyst for PFF, he'll join us to talk about the situation the Browns find themselves in with Miles and quarterbacks and the draft upcoming. We'll also have the Station Buzz at 7:40. Get a Grip will be at 9, and we'll have a whole lot more to get to. We'll bring in Jax Gregory at some point for Change Your Mind, and we'll react to the Cavs when eventually they start, play a game, wrap up, and then we'll probably react to it, assuming that something crazy doesn't happen and they go into overtime or something of that nature. But right now, 216-474-0092, were you buying what Miles was selling in his press conference? Be with you at 11. We'll get to your calls, your reactions on social media, and so much more. It's Jake Volnick with you guys here until 11 on Overtime on The Fan. And so he signs a contract, he inks it, and he's feeling just okay. We'll get to what more of Miles had to say, but I want to get to your calls. Again, 216-474-0092. Let's go out to Tom is in Chardon. What's going on, Tom? You there, Tom? It sounds like Tom's listening to the radio, so maybe he'll pick back up on the other side of it. Let's try this again. Let's go out to Todd is in Ward 1. What's going on, Todd?
Jake.
What's
so
going on,
young,
man?
So young, so naive, Jake. You are. Yes, I'm totally accepting what Miles Garrett is selling. Totally accepting it. Listen, I said this to a few of your other broadcasters on this station that I thought maybe didn't completely embrace the truth about this. The three most important things in the entertainment industry are the maximization of profit, then imagery, and a very distant third, there is no fourth, is quality of product. And what you saw Miles doing was accepting. He is in the entertainment industry. Although it's the competitive side of the entertainment industry through competition, through physical competition, he's an entertainer, and he's accepted that the maximization of profit is number one. And somebody sat down with Miles probably before he even came into the league and had a conversation about, okay, tell us about who else in your family who's made tens of millions of dollars in a short period of time going all the way back through your bloodline. And Miles thought about that, and then it was reinforced just this last week, and that's what he was doing. What you saw was a man that was demonstrating acceptance. He's in the entertainment industry. Now, what you want to talk about at some point in the future, I hope, is how the Browns were not selling something that they claim to be selling, which is wanting to win soon, because Carter from Texas A&M, Carter from Penn State, Stewart from Texas A&M, Pierce from Texas, and even Williams from Georgia, they can replace Miles at a more affordable price. And had they let Miles go on his way, somebody was going to pay him that money, and the Browns were going to build the team through the draft this year to be highly competitive. But now they're not, because they were hung up on imagery more so than they should have been on maximization of profit, financial profit, and physical success through winning. So, Jake, I say to you, I say unto thee, heed, Jake, heed the word of Todd. Yes, he accepted it. He's accepted it.
All right, I appreciate the call, Todd. But I do truthfully think that Todd just laid out my argument exactly the way I wanted it, and that I'm not accepting what Miles was selling. And I don't think that Todd necessarily is accepting what he was selling either. Because if it was Miles, Miles would tell you right now, oh, it wasn't about the money. It was never about the money. This had nothing to do about the money. I wanted to go to a place that can win, and now I believe the Browns can win. Which, by the way, Todd, I think you're right at the same time that, yes, he has accepted the fact that maybe money rules all a little bit and he wasn't going to get his way, and that's the way that things went, so he took the money, and money's important to him. He won't tell you that, though. He might have, in his own head, he bought what he was selling, right? He went to money is important, but he's not going to tell you that. And he didn't tell us that in the press conference today. He had no clue as to the fact that the Browns and every fan in there was already privy to the fact that he did this thing for the money and that we're already making that assumption. And he just went back to, I'll prove it on the field. You'll see that it's not all about the money when I prove it on the field. It's probably still all about the money. I mean, if you're trying to work a next contract when you're 34, probably not going to be $40 million, but everyone likes to get paid to keep playing. Probably going to want to keep playing well. That's probably in your best interest to continue to get paid. To be able to maximize that fourth year of the contract and your fourth year of your extension, you'd probably like to get paid. I mean, it feels like common sense. It feels like common sense. Let's go back out to the phones. Let's try Tom and Chardon again. What's going on, Tom?
Hey, yeah. So I'm a first-time caller, and I just want to kind of preface this by saying I'm here to learn. I want to know if there's anything wrong with my understanding of things here. And I see Max Crosby, you know, he gets his money before Miles, and I think it's no question Miles is worth more money than Max Crosby. So I'm struggling to get mad at Miles here until I see him slack on the field. And I've seen him slack on the field. Obviously, I don't appreciate, everything he's done in the media recently, but I don't know, when it comes to believing in a player's ability on the field, at 20 years old, the most confident I've been in someone's talent has been Josh Gordon, Phil Dawson, and Joe Thomas. So it's just hard for me to get mad at a guy like that until I see him start slacking on snaps. And I've seen him do it before, but when I see him not try, that's when I'm upset. And I can't see it being about the money when he's worth more than Max. I mean, I think there's teams that would pay him, you know, $3-5 million more dollars a year. They would have bid, even if he took a year off, you know? So, yeah. I don't know, just let me know what you think.
Yeah, definitely, Dom, I appreciate the call. I think, to some degree, it was never really about the money. I think it ended up in the end being, well, we'll just take the money because this is the conversation we're dealt. And I'm not mad at Miles for the player that he is. Miles is incredible on the field. I said in our opening segment, I'm happy every single day that Miles Garrett signed the contract extension here. But I also reserve the right to be upset that Miles goes and basically starts a smear campaign against the Cleveland Browns saying how bad they are and how terrible everything is handled. They can't win. And then, oh, by the way, I'm coming back, right? I don't want to be here. They can't win, but I'm still going to come back. I'm still going to reassess, re-sign, and do everything in my power to get back here. But why? Why would that be your decision? It would never be that. It would never be to that point. You would never get there. Let's continue listening to a little bit more of what Miles said, and we'll get back to your calls very shortly. Though, very much of a switch-up. We had the dig from Cleveland to Canton on Andrew Berry. We had the Browns are not set up and are not moving in the direction to win soon, yet Miles today sure sounds like that tone has switched. Even at Andrew Berry, who was sitting in the room. But you rely back to Barry and his expertise. Okay, if you thought Barry was such an expert, if you thought Barry was so incredible at his job, you would have believed from the beginning. Miles would have believed from the beginning that this team could have been competitive. I'm trying to tell you he never believed it. He still, to this day, does not believe it. You don't change your opinions on a man over the course of, quite literally, guys, I painted this yesterday or the day before, but it was in 2 days. There were words coming out of Miles' camp that he was willing to sit out football games if they did not trade him. That was on Friday of last week. And then all of a sudden, big changeup. Big changeup. Miles is back on Sunday. $160 million contract. Does that not seem wrong to anybody? Does that not seem like a real problem set in front of you? Because it sure seems like one to me. Sure feels like that's not going great. 216-474-0092. We got full phone lines. Let's go out to James Zimmer. What's going on, James?
Hey, guys. Enjoy the show. I think you're hitting right on the point. Miles spewed all this disgust with the Browns, and then when they made him another offer, he sucked it up. And it shows that he had no true loyalty to anything but himself. He doesn't seem to be concerned about the team, from what he said, how bad they were in his early assessments, but I guess money changed all for him. That's disgraceful.
And I don't even know, James, and I appreciate the call. I don't even know that it was the money that changed anything. Again, it feels very obvious that, of course, Miles stayed because he got handed a $160 million contract. And I think the money plays a factor. You see that money in front of you. You see the contract in front of you. Hard to pass that up. I don't know that it was just the money. I truly believe that they put the offer out there. Miles said, that's not going to change my mind. And they said, okay, this offer's sitting here. Enjoy. It'll sit here. It's available to you, but you're not moving in the meantime. You can sit there and continue to kick your tires and dig yourself into a ditch more and more and more. We're just going to sit back and let this thing happen. The contract will be there. When you're ready to stop kicking your tires and actually get out of the car and push it, we'll be here. Contract will be sitting right there on the back of the trunk. Just sign it and we'll help you push. And it was that simple. He did not have an option. Richard is in Euclid. What's going on, Richard?
Hey, yes. Thanks for taking my call. This has been on all day about Miles Garrett. I think he made the right decision when he said he was going to hold out, because you put up with 3 or 4 years with Deshaun, you know, and this man is getting hurt, playing injury every week. You know, I think he made the right decision of wanting to go to another Super Bowl. In 3 or 4 more years, yeah, the Browns going to want to trade him because, you know, he's going to be getting older and older. They'll trade him then. But I think I don't have no beef with him. I think he did it just right. And then about the money, I don't know what Todd was talking about. He must have been smoking something. But I think he did it just right. Barry must have told him that they were going to get some good quarterback and somebody, so he won't have to be busting his butt every Sunday doing the same old job. And Barry should be out there getting some defensive backs like that guy Slade out there in Philadelphia. They haven't really got nobody.
I appreciate the call, Richard. I mean, listen, I don't know that Darius Slay is where I'm digging my pole into the ground right now. I'm digging my flag in the ground. That's a washed up corner, okay? Respectfully to Darius Slay, washed up corner. Again, I don't know that I can go through this entire thing and feel that. I agree, it's not about the money. I also don't think that Miles necessarily, if Miles had made the right decision to say, I'm going to sit out and I'm not going to play games and I don't want to be here, he wouldn't be here. Clearly, he did not go about everything in the right way because he did not get what he wanted. He was completely, and I don't want to say he was in the wrong, he had the right to request for a trade, but he did not play his cards the right way to get what he wanted to get done. And thus, Miles is back. And I saw a man today that didn't seem all that happy. I saw a man today that was not overjoyed to be back to being a Cleveland Brown. I'm not buying a thing that he's selling. 216-474-0092. We'll push the station buzz back to later on in the show. We'll take more of your calls here coming up in about 5 minutes. We've got full phone line, so hold tight. It's Jake Volnick with you guys right here on The Fan. To the extreme of, you know what? If that's going to be the case, I don't want to be here. And somebody going, well, you have to. And you know how we're going to settle this? We're going to post it. We're going to go ahead and we're going to post this and tell every millions upon millions of people what we're feeling. Never quite gets to that level. Never quite does. And you know what? Not every family's perfect. And I'm sure there's family arguments that do spill over onto social media and it gets there. But I would say the traditional family does not. I would say your normal average family does not. And if yours do get to social media, you probably understand that this isn't a normal thing. And that you don't enjoy this. I would imagine that's the way that it goes down. You don't normally get there. And that Miles is trying to just draw this up is, it's just a little family dispute. You know, we'll just happen at Christmas, sort of nudge this over, and by Easter, we'll all be okay, right? Or it happened at Easter. Well, I'm not going to see you guys until Thanksgiving. Don't worry about it. You'll forget about everything I said, okay? And Uncle Billy over there had some mean words to say about the casserole that Mom made. Nobody's going to remember that by the time Thanksgiving comes around. You know what? Mom's probably making the casserole again. So Uncle Billy can deal with it. It's just the way that it goes. And it's not the way that this situation panned out. It was literally, I hate you. This is terrible. Get me out of here. I'm telling everybody under the sun that'll listen to me that I hate you and I want to be out of here. And the Browns going, no. Don't compare that to a family dispute. Don't make that a spat between a couple of family members. That's not what this was. This is not some kind of family dispute at all. 216-474-0092. Getting more of your calls here. Ron is in Bedford. What's going on, Ron?
Yeah. Good evening, Jake. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good, man. Were you buying what Miles is selling?
No. What happened was he realized that no matter if he did get the trade, he wouldn't get no better off because he'd be going to a crappy-ass team, and he wouldn't be getting the money. So he was.
Yeah, I got you, Ron. I don't think that it was the bad team thing for Myles Garrett. One, I don't think there was any way that Myles was actually going to be going to that bad of a team, because what terrible team was trading for Myles Garrett and being like, ah, he's so unhappy with losing, we want him now, and we're going to be great. No, that's exactly how this thing pans out. When you're bad, you're bad. That's just the way it goes down. BP's in Pepper Pike. BP, were you buying what Miles is selling?
You know, it's an unfortunate press conference because, I mean, you know, I really wanted Miles to stay here. But there's a lot of people out there that, like Mike Greenberg from Get Up on ESPN, this morning, he said the Browns made a huge mistake. The Browns should have traded Miles Garrett for a King's ransom. But I don't think the King's ransom was really out there for us, you know? The teams that really wanted Miles Garrett were the Lions, the Commanders, the Eagles, teams that are drafting, you know, around 30th. And so, you know, I disagree with Mike Greenberg. I don't want to be an expansion team. I don't want to trade Miles Garrett for a bunch of, you know, what ifs, a bunch of future draft picks. I mean, I believe in Miles Garrett. You know, I don't know what the status is with like guy like J.O.K. Like, that's a big problem. I don't even know where one of our top defensive guys is he going to play again?
Right.
You know, that's a problem. And, you know, we don't have a quarterback right now. I mean, Kenny Pickett isn't the answer. He's a third string quarterback, in my opinion. So I would like to know what they sold Miles Garrett on and why he's so, you know, gung-ho on coming back here. I'm glad he came back. I mean, did they sell him on Kirk Cousins, Russell Wilson, and maybe Cam Ward, or maybe Abdul Carter? I mean, that's all I can think of. Like, you know, maybe they assured him that they're either going to get a quarterback or they're going to get Abdul Carter on the opposite side of Miles, and that'll take some of the, you know, take some of the wear and tear off Miles Garrett. You know, it's possible. But so far, I mean, the Browns haven't done one thing in free agency at all. You know, I mean, I still think they need a lot of holes to fill. I want to see what they do in the draft. But, again, I mean, it was going to be an uncomfortable press conference no matter what. I mean, I like Miles Garrett as a person. I don't understand the dinosaur thing. I mean, he's a grown-ass man. But I thought that was just, like, superimposed on Twitter when I watched some of the highlights of his press conference. I didn't think that was real. They had, like, 30 dinosaurs. I mean, I don't get it. He's a 30-year-old man
and they had
playing
cupcakes.
With dinosaurs.
Yeah, they had cupcakes up there. Miles riding a dinosaur as the little cupcake topper. It was a whole thing. I don't know what was happening.
Funny,
but
what else was funny is that he referenced Jimmy Haslam. He said, yeah, I talk with Andrew. I talk with Jimmy. Well, a week ago, Jimmy Haslam refused to talk with him. So I don't know what he was talking about that with Jimmy Haslam. When Haslam, you know, reportedly didn't want to talk to Miles one-on-one, he said, talk with my GM, Andrew Berry. So, I mean, the whole thing is messed up. You know, I believe Miles really did want out of here. I think, remember, go back to De'Aaron Fox and the NBA wanted out of Sacramento, and they traded him like 3 days later. You know, Miles also saw Luka Doncic got traded. He saw Anthony Davis traded. So he saw, you know, a lot of big stars in the NBA were being traded. He figured he wanted to get on the bandwagon with being traded. So, you know, I love Miles. I, you know, like I said, I hope this works out for us. I mean, I hope we turn this from 3-14 to, you know, 10-7. I think it's possible if Andrew Berry and the guys make the right moves. And like I said, let's see what happens.
Yeah, no doubt, BP, and I appreciate the call. I like the comment you made there. If you don't know what you sold him on quarterback, because I think all of us would sit there right now and go, well, you couldn't have been selling him on much, right? If you anything that was available pre-draft or pre-Miles Garrett trade request, still available right now. Or actually, even worse, less of it's available right now, right? You have some quarterbacks that are already off the board, and what people would argue, probably a lot of the good ones. Probably a lot of the free agents that you'd have to pay a little bit of money for, but could have really helped you compete. A lot of those guys are probably off the board right now. Well, Miles Garrett, after his press conference, was on with Andrew Siciliano on the best podcast available via the Cleveland Browns, and had a very interesting sort of back and forth with Andrew just on that quarterback situation. Here we go. Again, I just can't even believe anything that's coming out of his mouth. And there's no way that he's sitting there, and you can't see the video because obviously I'm just talking to you here, okay? There's no video option directly in front of you. You're listening to my voice. But Miles is smiling in that clip, right? Miles is full-on smiling in that clip. I don't know what more you sort of need to see just to be like, what could he possibly know? What on earth is he being sold on that we're supposed to be like, oh, Brown's got a trick up their sleeve, something nobody's expecting. No, the only trick up the sleeve that could possibly, in any way, shape, or form, have Myles Garrett smiling and excited about the quarterback competition and the quarterback that's going to actually be coming in and playing for the Cleveland Browns, it would have to be in the draft, and those were always available, and you didn't like those options all too long ago. So it doesn't seem much like me. And if you want to see the video of Miles smiling there, at Volnick Jake, V-O-L-I-N-E-C Jake, I just went ahead and reposted it so you guys could take a look. So to sort of see what I was talking about. But again, I don't know. Even post-press conference, it seems like you're excited about a quarterback. I just don't know how I'm supposed to believe that whatever quarterback you're excited about, you wouldn't have been excited about 2 months ago. Again, I asked the question, what changed, and I have yet to find an answer. 216-474-0092. Let's go back out of the phones. Cody is in Elyria. Cody, are you buying what Miles is selling?
I am buying what Miles is selling.
All right, what do we got?
The only reason I say that is because I understand that there's not very many quarterbacks right now that are that anybody in Cleveland is going to be gung-ho about. However, I think we've seen Kevin Stefanski work with less. And I'll be honest, I was a big, after this last year, I was like, Kevin Stefanski needs to go.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
But I do believe he has a system that can get a decent quarterback, even if he's just above average. We saw what Joe Flacco did off the bench.
Yeah.
That's not to say that I think. There's been some talk about Russell Wilson and right. stuff coming in. Cleveland, and not that I'm a big fan of Russell Wilson, but I think maybe that's something they sold him on.
Yeah, and Cody, I mean, very well maybe. I mean, entirely possible. I just look at it, and again, the question I would draw back to for the quarterback situation in its entirety is, okay, if quarterback situation is what you were looking at, and Miles really thinks – and he believes in Kevin Stefanski that he can do a lot with things around the NFL that people aren't valuing very high, like a Kirk Cousins or like a Russell Wilson. I need to know where on earth that changed. What changed between then and now to say, hey, it's going to be a massive difference for, all right, well, there was a... what's going on right now with whatever the heck was going on when he requested the trade? I don't believe in Stefanski. I don't believe in Barry. And now all of a sudden, no, I believe in him, right? If you're selling me on Kirk Cousins or Russell Wilson being good enough, those guys were available, Miles. If you thought that Stefanski or Barry could do a lot with them, then they were right there for you. So it doesn't seem like it's going to be anything that is different in any form. Doesn't feel like anything's actually changing But somehow you have switched your stance. You have switched your mind on what's going on and what's happening. And I just don't see how that's possible. I truly do not see what route that you're going down that all of a sudden things are great. And then all of a sudden, you know, we're switching minds and all of a sudden they're not great. And vice versa. Like, I don't get how you're supposed to be happy now but weren't happy before. Please find a way. Please find a way to explain that to me. Because I've yet to find the solution. We are not there. Miles has not made that very clear as to what actually changed. Right? He answered that question. We'll listen to it at some point tonight again. He answered the question as to what changed. You don't really get an answer. Truthfully, you get nothing. 216-474-0092. Coming up here in about 5 minutes, we're going to talk to Max Chadwick of PFF, a college football analyst there. We'll ask him a little bit about Miles. He's ingrained in that. And we'll figure out what's going on with the quarterback situation. And then we'll get back to your calls following right around 8:20. It's Jake Volnick with the guys right here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.